Republicans on the House Ethics Committee have changed their stance on an investigation of Majority Leader Tom DeLay. They now say they're willing to look at possible misconduct by DeLay. The Ethics Committee has yet to meet during this session of Congress. That's because Democrats object to a change that Republicans made back in January to the House ethics rules. The Democrats say the change was made to protect Tom DeLay. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has been following this story. She was just down in Tom DeLay's home district over the weekend, and she's going to tell us about that in a moment. But Andrea, first of all, to understand today's news, help us understand what the House ethics rules are and why they're so important.
Well, remember, Melissa, there are 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans on the House Ethics Committee. It is a bipartisan committee. It is the only committee in Congress that has an equal number of the two parties. The new rules that the committee should be operating under, if it were to do any work, say that if the 5 Democrats and the 5 Republicans are opposed on any complaint, on whether to investigate a complaint, that complaint will automatically be dismissed after a certain amount of time. The old rules said that if there was deadlock like that, the complaint would automatically be investigated. And so Democrats say that change makes it fairly easy for one party to block an investigation of one of its popular leaders, for example, or any member of Congress. They want to go back to the old rules.
Well, now there's a shift on the Republican side. What are they proposing?
The Republicans are proposing that they give lawmakers more time to consider their votes before actually voting on whether to investigate a complaint. And Doc Hastings, the chairman of the Ethics Committee, a Republican from Washington State, has said that he has given his word that there will be a vote. It won't just be that things sort of are ignored, complaints are actually ignored. Even so, that doesn't really address the fact that if there is partisan deadlock, a complaint would basically just go away. Now, Hastings and several of his colleagues also deny that this whole thing has as its central figure Tom DeLay, which is something that Democrats have said. The embattled majority leader was admonished by the House Ethics Committee several times last session of Congress, and it is since then that the Ethics Committee rules have changed. In fact, if you listen to this, Hastings said Republicans will not block an investigation of DeLay.
I am here today with 3 of my 4 colleagues on the Ethics Committee to announce that we are all prepared to vote at the earliest opportunity to impanel an investigation subcommittee to review various allegations concerning travel and other actions by Mr. DeLay.
So basically, the Republicans are saying we won't change back the rules to the old way, but we will investigate DeLay, and he may have an investigation in his future.
Well, is that enough to satisfy the Democrats on the committee?
No, it's not. In fact, the top Democrat, Alan Mollahan, came out right after Mr. Hastings' remarks and said even that investigation of DeLay didn't satisfy him because, in Mollahan's words, DeLay isn't the central figure in this. He says it still leaves in place the ethics rules that could mean a watered-down partisan ethics committee instead of the bipartisan panel it was originally intended to be and always has been, actually. Mollahan spoke to reporters just after Hastings did.
In my judgment, the committee cannot organize with those rules because they defeat the very purpose of the Ethics Committee, and that's to have credible investigations so that the members of the committee can be dealing in confidence with the facts that have been adduced in the case.
And so Ranking Member Mollahan and Republican Chairman Doc Hastings are still at odds about this.
Andrew, we've been talking about procedures and process in this committee. What about the specific allegations against Tom DeLay?
Well, you may remember that he was admonished 3 times last session of Congress on other allegations. Now, let's just turn to the newer allegations against him, which are that he has taken trips paid for by either foreign agents or lobbyists. It's unclear because the way the trips were reported had to do with this kind of shadowy business group based in the Bahamas, that people want to look into that. There are also a lot of questions swirling about DeLay's associations with a lobbyist named Jack Abramoff, who is under federal investigation for some of his work with Indian tribes that lost millions of dollars. And so there are a lot of possible complaints before the Ethics Committee that they cannot take up until this deadlock is worked out.